This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, cut its policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6% for the second straight time, having cut its rate for the first time in 5 years back in February. Announcing this in Mumbai today, the RBI governor said the six-member committee voted unanimously for the rate cut in the first meeting of the financial year. The Monetary Policy Committee also changed the monetary policy stance from neutral to accommodative, signalling further reductions in the repo rate.
The MPC voted unanimously to reduce the policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6% with immediate effect. Consequently, the standing deposit facility, the SDF rate under the liquidity adjustment facility shall stand adjusted to 5.75%, and the marginal standing facility rate or the MSF rate and the bank rate shall stand adjusted to 6.25%.
While announcing the decisions, the RBI governor said that the committee has also decided to slash the GDP growth forecast to 6.5% in 2025-26 from 6.7% projected earlier. He added that retail inflation is expected to be 4% in 2025-26. The Monetary Policy Committee met on the 7th, 8th and the 9th of April. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called for promoting local products, saying that more and more items made in India should be bought and others must also be encouraged to do so. He underlined the need to make local to global. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing a gathering on the occasion of Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi, highlighting that the philosophy of Navkar Mahamantra is connected to the vision of developed India. He appealed to the people to take 9 resolutions. The Prime Minister outlined the importance of Jainism in India's history, identity and spiritual journey, noting that Jain literature is the backbone of the intellectual glory of India.
नवकार महामंत्र कहता है स्वयं पर विश्वास करो स्वयं की यात्रा शुरू करो दुश्मन बाहर नहीं है दुश्मन भीतर है नकारात्मक सोच अविश्वास वैमनस्य स्वार्थ यही वे शत्रु हैं जिन्हें जीतना ही असली विजय है.
He highlighted the classical language status given to Prakrit and Pali as the government's duty to preserve the knowledge. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Slovakian capital Bratislava early morning today after concluding her successful state visit to Portugal. President's visit to Portugal was the first state visit in 27 years, marking a significant milestone in diplomatic relations. Briefing the media, Secretary West, Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal said the president had a fruitful meeting with the Portugal's Prime Minister, Luis Montenegro. Karnataka-based writer, activist and lawyer Banu Mushtaq's short story collection, Heart Lamp, has been shortlisted for the International Booker Prize 2025. The United States said that 104% duties on imports from China is taking effect today. Initially, China was set to face a 34% tariff increase as part of President Trump's reciprocal tariffs package. However, after Beijing refused to withdraw its promise to impose 34% retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods, the U.S. president escalated the situation by adding another 50% in duties. This brings the total tariff increase on China to a staggering 84%. President Anura Kumara Dissanayake has written to U.S. President Donald Trump seeking relief from the recently imposed reciprocal tariffs on Sri Lankan exports. Labor Minister Anil Jayanta Fernando confirmed in the parliament that the White House has acknowledged the receipt of the letter. In his message, President Dissanayake flagged potential risks to Sri Lanka's economy and proposed discussions to mitigate the impact. The Indian equity benchmark indices BSE Sensex and Nifty 50 today opened in red as US President Donald Trump's 26% tariffs on India came into effect. BSE Sensex dipped over 350 points. It was trading at 73,874, down 353 points or 0.48%. Nifty was down 107 points or 0.48% at 22,433 in the early trade. And with that, we end this news bulletin.